This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. A total of 30 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh. The bodies of these Maoists have been recovered. A large quantity of weapons and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. A security force Jawan has also been martyred in the encounter with the Maoists. The first encounter in Chhattisgarh took place in Bijapur district yesterday. The security force said it had received intelligence input that a large number of Maoists are present in the forest located in the border area of Bijapur and Dantewada district. After this, team of security forces from various districts were sent to this area. Another encounter took place in the border area of Kankar and Narayanpur districts. Four Maoists were killed in this encounter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Delivering his remarks during the program of Bavalya Dham related to Bharwar Samaj of Gujarat through video message yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as a way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. He lauded Bharwar community's dedication to services, love for nature and commitment to cow protection. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had a comprehensive discussion on bilateral cooperation with his Bolivian counterpart Celinda Sosa Lunda in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, both sides signed an agreement on quick impact projects. In social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the recent opening of new India embassy in La Paz reflects the resolve to deepen the India-Bolivian partnership. Union Electronic and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav emphasized India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the India Web Browser Development Challenge and Chips to Startup Program Award Ceremony in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said India has a strong IT sector with revenue more than $282 billion and the focus so far was on services.
The old mindset where only the certain government institutions would be developing everything has to now give in to a new mindset where a much broader partnership of academia, startups, students, researchers, they all must join together to create new solutions. The solutions have to come from all aspects of our industry. All talented people must join hands together and bring the solutions.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion services export target. Addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services export could surpass merchandise exports with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion and $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence. Zimbabwe Christy Coventry has been elected as the 10th president of International Olympic Committee IOC and the first female president in IOC history. She was elected after the first round of voting at the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarro, Greece yesterday. International Cricket Council ICC chairman Jay Shah and International Paralympic Committee IPC have congratulated Christy Coventry on the occasion. At the India Open Throw Competition 2025, Seema clinched the gold medal in women's discus throw event in Navi Mumbai with a 56.39-meter effort yesterday. The national game champions finishing well ahead of second place Nitika Verma with 50.23-meter and bronze medalist with 48.88-meter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.